You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake. You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you. When should we determine who wins Nick Costos' money this week out of the crew?
Before we get into the final bets at 640. So I guess right after Brad. So we do Brad, Nick Costos' money, the rest of the NFL slate.
So we announced earlier this week that, you know, because I generally, because I'm sick, I have like a number one crew member in my head every week. Like, who was the best performer on the crew this week? And it could be for whatever the reason. Like, Bill Zimmerman had a lead coming into today because he got Mad Dog Russo on the show. Now, it's an easy book for Bill, but Bill still made it happen. He gets credit for it. It's like Aaron Boone gets credit for the Yankees beating the Red Sox, even if he didn't do much. Mm-hmm. He still gets credit. They won. Yep. Bill gets credit.
Chewing sunflower seeds.
Russo came on the show. Now, Tyler wants to make a case why he should actually win Nick Costos' money, which is, again, I will Venmo $20 every week of my own money to the number one crew member on the power rankings. And that person has to put a bet at BetMGM with that money and send a screenshot to us. And we'll see how it does. Tyler, why should you win Nick Costos' money?
Honestly, I think I had a pretty good flu game yesterday. That's the only reason why. I was sick as a dog, and I drank some NyQuil and toughened up and produced 8 hours of wagertainment. Who else is doing that?
Well, the 8 hours means nothing to me. It's how do you perform on this show.
Well, 4 hours.
Yes, not 8 hours. And you also had multiple errors in the reads that you posted at the end of the show. Yes or no?
I'm going to say no. I just put today's read in there. It wasn't that big of an error.
I'm going to say no.
Yeah.
Knowing wholeheartedly it's yes.
I'm going to say no. I have to. Like, that's a tremendous this is going to be. This is going to be great practice when I'm arguing with like my toddler when she starts talking in a few years. Like, honey, I just saw you threw your water on the ground. Did you do that? No. Okay. So I don't know if that was a convincing argument from Tyler. Does anyone else on our crew want to make his or her case why he or she should win Nick Costos' money this week? Speak now or forever hold your peace. Or
well, I Bill's disrespected by your Aaron Boone dig. He says, wow, I can't believe I'm Aaron Boone.
Mike Brown has withdrawn his name from consideration, which is, yes, Mike, you were never in consideration this week. This is not...
I'll defend myself again. Week.
Go ahead, Tyler.
Again, you know, I was sick, showed up all the time. I still think I fought for the Rams survivor pick. I still think that was a good pick. I fought for that. We should have won. So there's two good stuff.
You said you didn't make a mistake, and now you're defending a survivor pick that lost.
Yeah, but it was the right pick.
Also, he's making it seem like he's like a... Tyler's like a coal miner. He's like, I showed up to work regardless. we're just talking
like
about
Tyler, like you realize like you don't get credit for showing up to work. Like that's what you're supposed to do. Also, like the Rams were not the right pick. They lost.
Well, no one's fighting for themselves but me. So there's my third reason why I should win. No one else really wants to win. I want to win it.
It's a legitimate reason.
That's a legitimate reason. Honestly.
So I should win.
It's a great reason. Does anyone want to win Nick Costos' money more than Tyler Morales this week? Speak now or forever hold your peace, and I will factor this into my ultimate decision in 40 minutes.
I'd like to knock Tyler. I hid that he had a brother for 6 years.
Jake brings up a great point.
You guys should have known that, to be honest.
And it's worth noting that Jake took the opportunity not to promote himself, Tyler, but to bash you. Your thoughts?
Because he's intimidated, which is another reason why I should win, because I'm going to be first.
Jake, are you intimidated by Tyler Morales?
I just laughed out loud. No, unequivocally.
Why not?
Come on, Jake.
To be intimidated, it would have to require him to leave his house. Great, you showed up to work and opened your laptop. I actually leave my home for this job every day.
Oh. I mean, when you work 6 days a week, at least I get the option to at least work from home, you know?
Jake?
Tyler, I frequently work 6 days a week on this network and also two shows separated by 4 hours.
Tyler?
Listen, I just want the $20 to bet on a golf outright. Right? This is all I want.
That felt a little personal with Tyler and Jake.
it did. I love it.
The best part about it is Jake didn't do it on behalf of himself. He did it to try and like knock Tyler off. Jake doesn't want Tyler to win Nick Costos' money.
No. He opened up the floodgates.
Now, let me ask you this. Femi, I'm going to ask you a question. If it were Femi Abebefe's money, who would win the money this week? This will not impact my decision. I'm just curious. Who wins the money?
This week, who would win? It would be Bill. Bill would win the money this week. I thought Bill had a very, very sound week. Obviously, it was awesome getting Mad Dog. The work he does in the 3 o'clock hour. Bill would get the money.
Bill would get the money. Okay. And yep. Addy, who is only on the show 3 days this week, Addy, I think we need to set has to work at least 4 shows a week in order to be eligible. Is that fair or unfair?
Correct.
We agree with that? Yeah, that's
not
all right.
Enough, not, Addy even said it. Not enough innings. Not enough
Didn't
innings.
Meet the innings requirement.
Yeah, we got to get some more innings out there.
Now, Addy does a great job.
So I win.
Like if Addy, well, Tyler, you haven't won. Like, Tyler's like, Bill,
I'm the
booked,
most innings.
Bill booked Mad Dog Russo. You copy and pasted a terrible read into the chat and then said you didn't.
While sick.
These are just, well, yes, you were sick. You know who else was sick yesterday? Me. I was sick also on the show yesterday. Anyway, I will reveal who wins Nick Costos' money coming up at the end of the show. But for right now, we got to get to our football bets for the weekend, and you keep sending them in on YouTube and Twitch. Your best bet, college or NFL. But for now, Jake, let's hit the college football music, and Femi, let's roll through the slate. Tell you what, Jake's timing was impeccable there.
Here we go.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tyler might actually end up stealing this award because he's making me laugh this entire segment. He wanted Jake to, like, I'll tell you what, underrated funny part of this is going to be the crew rooting against each other to screw up so they can win the Costos' money. Okay, that was really funny. All right, Femi, let's go game by game, hit the biggest games this weekend in college football, and let's start in the SEC with Georgia. Off the loss last week to Bama, 20.5-point favorite against Kentucky, 48.5 the total. Anything on this game?
Yeah, it's a plug and no special. I'm back in Kentucky. I love these Mark Stoops teams as big underdogs. This is where he thrives. Their style of play just makes the game ugly. It's hard to cover big numbers in these ugly games. And also, Georgia's defense is not your typical Kirby Smart, like Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis kind of a Georgia defense. Not as stout up front there. So I think Kentucky is actually able to hang within this number. Georgia wins by a couple touchdowns, but that's not good enough to cover 20.5.
I'll pass this game. I actually disagree if I had to bet it, and I'm not, so your opinion counts for way more than mine since you'll back it up with money. I would lay Georgia bounce back spot coming off the loss, but I'm not going to bet the game. I have other places I would like to put my money, like Michigan hosting Wisconsin. Bryce Underwood and the Wolverines, 17.5-point favorites. Femi, total 43.5, and I'll go first here. I'm going to take the 17.5 with Wisconsin. Thought being, one of our favorite spots. Look-ahead spot for Michigan next week. And I said it when I bet Michigan to make the college football playoff. If they beat USC, they're going to the playoff because they won't lose another game before they play Ohio State at the end of the year. And I think they know that that game against USC next week, that's for all the marbles to make the college football playoff. Maybe eye off the ball a little bit this week. I think Michigan wins. I will bet Wisconsin. And I just want to say this. My college football bets, I think I say this every week, are smaller than my NFL bets. So these are not meant to be big, but I am not an expert college football handicapper. Just putting some money down because I enjoy the games. Wisconsin plus the points for me. Femi, Dabo v. Belichick. Clemson, a 2-touchdown favorite at Chapel Bill. 46.5 the total. Anything in this game?
I'm not going to be betting it. If I did bet it, I would lay the 14 with Clemson. I just think they have way, way more talent than North Carolina. This whole, like, overhaul the roster in one off season hasn't really worked out. So it would be Clemson or pass. I'm going to pass it just because Clemson's been so bad. But it would be Clemson if I had to bet.
I agree completely. Clemson if I had to, but I'm not going to bet it. I think we'll both have money on this next game, and that is Texas at Florida. The Longhorns down to a 5.5-point road favorite in the Swamp, 42.5. I'll go first here. I'm curious to see where this market goes. I would like to bet Texas. I don't know if I'm going to, but I'd like to bet Texas. I have a sneaking suspicion. I base this on nothing other than like my own thoughts. I can be wrong. I just got a feeling that tonight's going to be a good night. I got a feeling Arch Manning's going to play well tomorrow. You know, my wife is going to get like her eyebrows done or something. I have to leave like as soon as the show ends, and I'm putting my daughter to bed. Tonight's going to be a boring night. I'd like to lay Texas, but I don't know if I'm going to, but it's Texas or pass for me, Femi.
Yeah, I would say that my feel for like market entry in college football is not as good as it is for the NFL because I've been hanging out waiting. I thought that the 6.5s and 7s would stay there. Apparently, a lot of other people like Florida as well. So I've yet to make this bet, but I actually think Texas money is going to show up tomorrow to where a 6 will show up. If we get 6, it's Florida plus 6 for me. But at these current prices, I'd actually pass the game. Need the 6 to back Florida. This is the classic look ahead spot for Texas ahead of Red River next Saturday.
Let's get to the Diego Pavia Bowl. Bama hosting Vandy. Bama out to an 11.5-point favorite in this game against the Commodores. 55.5 the total. I'll pass this game, but I didn't. Who was the guest that we had? That was a Brett. Who did we go? Knish said that if you like Vandy to maybe win this game, bet Diego Pavia to win the Heisman. Yep. I could see so many different things happening here, Femi. I actually think if I had to bet it, I would bet Bama alts. Like Bama minus 19.5, minus 20.5. I think this game will be a pass for me.
Yeah, I'm going to be betting Alabama. And right now, I'm seeing 11 as our consensus number. BetMGM has 11.5, but there's some other sportsbooks out there. Please shop around. But I think this Alabama team is so locked in after everyone's been saying, oh, Pavia, and look at him as an underdog, and look what happened last year. I think you're actually going to get a focused Alabama effort, and Alabama just a more talented team than Vanderbilt. So I will lay the 11 with Alabama. Not placing the bet yet because maybe the number comes back because I think a lot of people are going to be interested on Pavia come tomorrow on game day, but it will be a Bama bet for me.
All right, Notre Dame laying 21 against Boise, 62.5 the total. Based on Colin Wilson's analysis earlier, it sounded like a case for the over, which I may consider betting that. Maybe the over for me. I considered taking the points with Boise just because Notre Dame's defense is bad. A little scared of that. Maybe just the over, but no bet on this game right now for me. Give it to me in 10 seconds.
Easy Notre Dame bet. They got to impress the committee after those first two losses. Laying the 21, easy bet.
Maybe I'm overthinking it. Ohio State laying 23.5 against Minnesota, 43.5 the total. If I had to bet this game, Femi, I'd lay Ohio State. I think I'm going to pass.
Yeah, I'm passing this game. I think the Buckeyes suffocate them, but that's already baked into the number.
I did take 4.5 with Florida State, with the thought being Carson Beck, first road game this season. He has done better as a college quarterback at home than on the road. I think it's a close game. I'll take the points with the Seminoles. What say you?
Give me the home field advantage. Give me the better head coach in the game. Mike Norvell gets these guys up for this one. I think it's a field goal game either way, so I'll take the 4 happily with the Seminoles.
Other college football bets for me, I will ride with Joey Knish, baby, and I will take now the 12.5. Market moving against Knish. Ooh. I'll take the 12.5 with Michigan State against Nebraska, so give me a bit Sparty plus the points. That was a Knish special. And I'll go with what my gut told me earlier this week, and I'll bet Iowa State to beat Cincinnati, even though Cincinnati has been the preferred betting side this week. So small bets for me this week on Iowa State, Sparty, Florida State, Wisconsin, and I think I'm going to end up betting Texas. What other college football bets do you have?
We will be Oppo Taco in that Big 12 showdown. I'll be laying the 1 with Cincinnati. I like that unranked favorite versus a ranked opponent team. And also Iowa State down 2 key corners for the rest of the season. I think the Bearcats clip them. I like Purdue plus 9.5 against Illinois. Come down from Illinois after beating USC. I'll lay 24.5 with Penn State. UCLA might be the worst FBS team that they've faced all year, and their schedule's been bad. UCLA is horrendous. I'll lay the points. I'll also lay 6.5 with Louisville. Love fading teams after an intense field storming like we saw last week in Charlottesville. And then finally, give me Houston plus 12 to hang with Texas Tech. For 2 straight weeks, people have been just showering Texas Tech with all this praise after they dismantled Utah. I think they come back down to earth, and Houston gives them a game tomorrow night.
I'm going to end up tailing you on a couple of those bets you just gave out. Like, I love the Louisville thought against Virginia, and I like taking the points with Purdue against Illinois off the Illinois win last week against USC. If you want, we can. Do you want to do WNBA here? Do you want to save your thoughts for the top of the next segment?
We can do it at the top of the next segment because I have multiple bets for this series. So,
all right, so Aces and Mercury in the WNBA Finals. The Aces 3.5-point favorites coming up in Game 1. Aces favorites to win the series. On the other side, Femi's going to give you his bets for the WNBA Finals, and we will delve into the National Football League. We'll start rolling through the Week 5 slate. We've got all the injury info you need. We've got all the betting thoughts that you need, and it's all coming up on the other side. Femi and I start the National Football League. You better you bet. On this phenomenal Football Friday on the BetMGM Network. I am filibustering time to get to the end of the segment because I started breaking too early. It's great to talk to everyone, as always, here on a Friday.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.